This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5. I have leapt to hit 2 hours. It's a Monday. It is 5 in the evening, and the Day One Rakyat has reconvened for its third meeting under the 14th parliamentary session. It's been quite an eventful day. Tasha was at Parliament, and now she's here to give us the highlights of the day. Tasha, what do you have?
Oh, it's good to be back. It is, well, the first thing we noticed today was that there was actually a new addition to the side of the Day One, which turned out to be a smart sundry shop. And this was noted by the speaker, YB Datuk Muhammad Arif Muhammad Yusof, in his speech. He says that the store is now in place of what used to be the smoking area within Parliament. And of course, it's not an accident. As you may recall, smoking was banned within the Parliament building since last year.
So what exactly is a smart convenience store?
So the items are the usual items that you would find in a convenience store, like drinks, snacks, things like that. But it's got all these funky new features, like an image recognition system. It's got cashless payment facilities, of course, and some other AI-powered technology for theft prevention. They've named it Simplicity with an X. So it's Simplicity Smart Convenience Store, and it was developed by Scientific Retail Technology in collaboration with Bingo Box China.
Honestly, nothing says modern and futuristic like an X. Like an X where another alphabet should be, you know?
And also what? There were problems of MPs stealing things before?
I mean, there are a lot of people that go through.
Okay, fair enough.
Look at you defending the MPs.
I don't know why I did that.
All right, so moving on.
Yeah, so moving on to events within the Day One itself. The day started with the swearing-in of Vivian Wong as the new Sandakan MP.
Saya Vivian Wong Sheyi setelah dipilih sebagai seorang ahli Dewan Rakyat dengan sesungguhnya bersumpah bahawa saya akan dengan jujur menunaikan kewajipan-kewajipan saya sebagai yang demikian.
As for some of the key proceedings in Parliament, much of the attention was focused on the motion to compel all lawmakers to declare assets. This was tabled by the Minister in Charge of Law, Datuk VK Liu.
Tuan Yang Dipertua, memandangkan bahawa pengisytiharan harta ini telah pun dilaksanakan oleh pihak kerajaan, maka sudah sampai masa untuk semua ahli Parlimen, khususnya ahli Dewan Rakyat, termasuk yang bukan kerajaan untuk membuat pengisytiharan harta. Usul ini akan terpakai kepada semua ahli Dewan Rakyat, suami atau istri, anak yang hanya berumur 21 tahun ke bawah dan semua pemegang amanah yang berkaitan. Usul ini diluluskan akan membolehkan semua ahli Dewan Rakyat mengisytiharkan harta mereka dalam tempoh 3 bulan, yaitu sehingga 1 hari bulan Oktober 2019 dengan mengisi borang akaun perkanun yang ditetapkan oleh Tuan Yang Dipertua Dewan Rakyat.
Okay, so sounds relatively straightforward. How did the MPs respond to the motion?
I think most of the reaction came from opposition MPs. They've given a number of reasons why they're hesitant about this motion, at least for now. Some of the reasons, including that the motion was not according to law, that the public doesn't have the right to the asset information of MPs, and that the motion is sort of this half-hearted attempt in addressing the matter, so on and so forth. There were quite a few. Kota Baru MP Takyuddin Hassan argued that there are more important matters to be attended to. He also read out a list of lawmakers with questionable assets, asking why there hasn't been any investigation into them.
Nombor 89, Ya Bomak Datuk Seri Haji Mukhris Tun Dr. Mahathir. Dia kata pendapatan bulanannya 105,000. Dia Menteri Besar Kedah. Dan dia punya jumlah asetnya 25,170,000 lebih. Begitu juga kepada Yang Berhormat Datuk Seri Mustafa Muhammad. Jumlah pendapatannya 57,700 sebulan. Tetapi jumlah asetnya 5,079. Dan yang terakhirnya, saya juga nak minta penjelasan seorang yang bernama, ada ini. Yang Berhormat.
Itu adalah sebelum Berhormat, jadi ahli parlimen. Dia
yang Berhormat. Tuan Saniswara Metarji Raya anak lelaki Rajaji. Pendapatan dia 37,800 sebulan, jumlah aset kosong. Kosong. Adakah ini adalah suatu perisaran yang betul kepada perisaran ini?
Itu lama. Biar menteri. Sebab
itu saya kata lama. Don't you just miss this?
I was about to say I'm kind of glad to be back. It feels like a very noisy, argumentative home.
And that went on. It kept on going. This is how matters ended up about an hour and a half into the debate.
Saya berkenaan kita menolak usul ini atas dasar irregularity dan tidak mengikut peraturan. Terima kasih.
Terima kasih Anggota Baru, Ahli-ahli yang berhormat. Masa telah cukup untuk
jadi betul. Istirahat. Jadi betul. Sebelah sana dia gelak. Kalau dia istiar, kita semua kena menangis.
Well, there was also some big news today about the return of Datuk Seri Dr. Zahid Hamidi as the UMNO president.
Yes, he gave a press conference today to speak about this. He announced that despite his resumption of the role of being the opposition leader will remain with Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaakob, who was appointed while Zahid was away. He also said that the 87 cases of corruption allegations against him will not prevent him from carrying out his job as the party president. Here's a part of his speech together with a message for his fellow party members.
Saya telah menyerahkan sepenuhnya kepada barisan peguam-peguam saya untuk menguruskannya. Dan tentunya pertuduhan-pertuduhan itu tidak menghalang saya untuk menjalankan tugas sebagai Presiden UMNO, apatah lagi sebagai Ahli Parlimen. Dan saya menyeru kepada diri saya, rakan-rakan dalam saf kepimpinan UMNO, kepimpinan di peringkat negeri, bahagian dan cawangan-cawangan, mari kita buang yang keruh, ambil yang jernih, ibarat biduk lalu, kiambang bertaut. Assalamualaikum.
I don't know, Cam. 87 cases of corruption. Do you think that that would, you know, maybe just kind of interfere with your day job a little if that were you?
Well, yes, but, you know, I'm innocent until proven guilty.
Yes, yes, fair enough. But, you know, it's still a lot of work in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cam's looking at me like he wants me to move on. All right. So I think some other people did make some comments about this as well.
Right. The former defense minister, Datuk Sri Hishamuddin Hussein, also had a few things to say. He advised UMNO members against allowing the turn of events to cause another internal conflict that, you know, a year since rebuilding efforts within the party.
I want to see the party solid. We are in good position right now compared to last year. Don't issues like this, especially if it is right under the constitution and under our party regulations, for us to look at it in that perspective. Dan saya bukan memegang jawatan tinggi dalam parti, tetapi sebagai ketua bahagian dan orang yang sayang kepada parti, saya harap perkara-perkara macam ini tidak boleh menjejaskan apa yang telah kita bina selama setahun hanya kerana Datuk Seri Zahid telah membuat keputusan untuk kembali di dalam pangkuan kepimpinan parti.
So we'll be discussing Zahid Hamidi's return as UMNO president in more depth later on in the show after 6:30. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, of course, you can also tell us, you know, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about the idea of MPs having to declare their assets? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Do we have a right to that information? Call us and let us know, 77-332-900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, Tasha, thank you so much for those updates.
You're welcome.
You're listening today to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.